So today is essentially the New Year's Eve of the church year. New Year's Eve of the church year today. This is the last Sunday on the church calendar. Next Sunday we'll begin a new church calendar year as we enter the season of Advent, watching for the light of Christ. Today is historically known as Christ the King Sunday, when we're reminded thoroughly of who rules. Christ, for the world we sing, but as it is in our world today, where rulers, leaders, and those in power are so often questionable, we may want to look deeper at what it means to celebrate Christ the King Sunday. We worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing his power and his love, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. On this final Sunday of the church calendar, we learn of God in Christ as a God of justice. As faithful disciples, as followers of Jesus Christ, we honor a Lord who calls us to serve justice. Now, Plato defines justice as giving every person his due. Justice is often symbolized by the image of balanced scales. And when the scales are impaired or unbalanced, a force mightier than the injustice must prevail to restore, to bring change, to heal. Ancient prophets will say, justice is not simply a theory or a norm. Justice is the bursting forth of the overwhelming, real, and shattering presence of God. And while humans surely share in the responsibility of justice, the boldness of right justice lays claim with God. Why does God show such concern for justice of humankind? Because our God is a God of love, compassion, and mercy for God's creation. Ancient prophets tell of our God as a God who passionately desires for us to be in a right relationship with God and with one another. Right relationships are about living out God's utter goodness and concern for the world. The prophet Ezekiel prophesies, when we are lost, straying, injured, and scattered, keep our focus, not our self-pity on our self-pitying selves, but on God. On God, the one who rescues, who gathers, who leads, and brings us home where we will be tended to with justice. We want justice, whether we claim to be religious or not. Whether we call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, Christians or not, as human beings, we carry a natural human behavioral trait. We want justice. What is justice? One scholar defines justice as an ideal relationship or static condition or set of perceptual standards. Justice actually stems from the Hebrew word tzedakah, which means the ability to discern between good and evil. Tzedakah, or justice, in the Hebrew text is the outward expression of equity and prosperity toward the common good. But there is more. Injustice is God expressing God's self as sovereign and mighty, and more importantly, injustice is the righteousness and mercy of God. In today's reading from Ezekiel, the prophet paints a picture of God as a shepherd in search of his sheep. Scattered, wandering into places of darkness, God's people, suffering from exile with the fall of Jerusalem, are now returning to the mountains of Israel. Back to good pasture where God will be their God. The accommodation of foreign powers while in exile has not been just. Now, God reestablishes God's rule. God will save the flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. Reestablishing a Davidic king will restore God's kingdom people to what is just. Leap forward all the way to the Gospel of Matthew, who writes of our God as Christ Jesus, the fulfillment of the Davidic prophecy. Jesus, echoing the prophet Ezekiel, paints for us a picture of what it means to establish the kingdom of God now, today, here, through justice. Where is justice today, we may ask? Charlottesville? Sutherland Springs? Las Vegas? Cairo? Harvey Weinstein? Racism? Discrimination? Ageism? Homophobia? Oppression? Social evils? Political insensitivities? The list of injustices continues to mount. So often these days we seek justice simply as the result of righteous anger and self-pity. We steam and boil and wonder how we can overcome these huge mountains of injustice that loom before us. How often I wonder if our efforts really will make any difference at all. But with Christ, it seems we don't have an option. Seeking justice is what we do as Christ's own. Seeking justice is how Christ calls us to go, whether sheep or goats, not keeping score, not out of revenge, but fully trusting, not in ourselves, but trusting in God. One clever wordsmith writes, "There is so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, that it hardly becomes any of us to talk about the rest of us." So with the start of the new year before us, often we make claims. We resolve to do things differently. As the church, Matthew's writer reminds his congregation of the classic Judaic works of mercy and sets the course for justice. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick and in prison. In other words, Matthew writes, and this is not familiar. Traditionally, as God's own, and now in Christ, this is what we do. Sheep and goats alike, we feed, we give drink to, we welcome, we clothe, and we visit. And in doing these things to the least among us, we are doing so to Christ himself, King of kings, Lord of lords. This past week, the Washington Post published an article entitled "Finding Sanctuary in the Church." Featured in the article is St. Margaret's Episcopal Church at DuPont Circle. St. Margaret's, along with other churches across the country, including Epiphany, are showing an increase in attendance. Folks hunger and thirst for authentic relationships, goodness and equity, grounded in God in Christ. May we together, as the church, as a tiny speck of God's kingdom here on this corner, may we be a community who seeks justice. May we do justice, that all will come to inherit the kingdom of God. Can we do justice? Can we do justice?
Yes.
Yes, we can, Epiphany. And there's strength in numbers. Our numbers tell us a story of justice. Together as Epiphany and friends of Epiphany, throughout this past year, we fed the hungry, providing food for nearly 25,000 people through the food pantry, Food for Thought, and Hot Meals. With our friends, we packed another 14,000 meals for those in need across the globe through the annual Packathon. Each year, we welcome and visit the stranger through our Christmas Week hypothermia shelter, being held this year for as many as 74 guests. Are we doing justice in this tiny kingdom corner for God? You bet we are. And when we serve for one of these least, we are serving Christ Himself. These days, with acts of terror raising their ugly head almost daily, with mass shootings practically a weekly occurrence, with the construction of walls and the blocking of freedom seekers, with floodgates exposing harassment and misconduct on every turn, with our healthcare system doing its best to separate the sheep from the goats, we have our work cut out for us, my friends, as citizens of the kingdom of God. Justice, it is the work of goodness and kindness and compassion and mercy that unites all as God's kingdom dwellers. This work of justice is absolutely the work of the church. So beginning next week with a new church year, what resolutions for justice will we make as the church? Three quick points I'd like to offer. First, may we not lapse into indifference because the task of bringing God's just goodness and mercy is so great. Every effort matters. Justice is not someone else's job, it's ours. Second, kingdom living is now, not in the distant future, not when, now. Every little step toward reigning in the kingdom of God is one step closer to knowing Christ and to Christ being made known. And third, will God in Christ judge us according to our works of justice? We say so in our baptismal promise each week. Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. My guess is, though, friends, God in Christ doesn't come and give his life for us so that he can measure whether or not we make the cut into eternal life. He comes that we will know the never-ending, abundant love God has for us that will fill us with such passion and desire to love as Christ loves, to speak out, to write, to march, to stand firm for what is just and true, to care for those on the edge, the troubled and the broken. Because when we seek and serve justice to restore others to value, we are then living the life God intends for us to live. God's judgment is God's desire for us to strive day in and day out to be Christ-like. This Advent season, as we watch for the light of Christ to be born within us once again, may our watching boldly take on the action of justice. Amen.
Amen.